ambient improv, ambient improv podcast, ambient improv close quarters set of improv, ambient improv, ambient improv podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ambient Improv Podcast. I'm Justin Vieira, the host, and with me I've got Bobby Bedard and Adam Brody back again. Thank you guys for coming in and doing the podcast with me.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's definitely a pleasure having both of you. So, Bobby, you're really into podcasting lately, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I just started my own podcast. It's called Bob's Fact of the Day. And basically, it's the podcast is 1 to 3 minutes long, so it's not going to take up a lot of your time. And just a little fact of the day. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's kind of sad. But it's always something that at least I found interesting and that I hope you will, too.
Yeah, I listened to the first one today, and I thought it was really interesting. Just was kind of a mixture of intrigue and revulsion in that first one, and but also scored with the backing of some really amazing classical music as well. So it's like a nice mismatch of things in there.
Yeah, I wanted to have kind of that like masterpiece theater vibe to it. Hopefully I struck that chord.
Yeah, I think you did. I think it was a good mishmash of entertainment and intrigue and mind engagement. Also, I've got Adam Brody here. Adam, what do you have to plug here this time?
Me just living my life. I really don't have anything to add. I'm just doing my own thing.
Adam Brody, free thinker, man of intrigue. I've said intrigue about 5 times in this episode, and I meant it every single time. I swear to God. And so, yeah, you finished the musical improv with Planet Ant?
No, we actually started our first musical 3 class.
Okay.
And that show should be coming up, I think, mid-March.
Okay.
Really fun class to sing with. A lot of them are, like, really, really good. And I don't know, something about musical improv is just, it's very freeing. It's much harder to be in your own head when you're singing your thoughts on stage.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's, like, completely, like, a freeing thing. It's, like, you kind of have to really, like, more so than regular improv even, like, kind of drop your pretensions about, like, being up there. Because it's ridiculous. You're singing and making things up, and
yeah, it promotes like being over the top.
Yeah, musicals in general are like, it's a very like, we're singing and it's very silly and like it's over the top kind of thing. And musical improv is so much more so, especially in the environment we're in. You know, everybody's balls out here in Detroit.
Yeah, even more so in musical.
Agree. And it's really interesting because it wasn't something that existed before. Right.
There was Rock-O-Matic a few years ago.
Yeah.
But that was before I ever looked into improv.
Yeah, there were groups, but not the scene. Like, there wasn't, like, the scene like there is now. Like, there's multiple classes. There's a lot of people taking classes. There's a lot of people at various levels.
Yeah, know? And, like, Pointless is having a musical team audition coming up. So, yeah, it is growing, oddly enough.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, listeners, if you like the improv we do here, definitely go check out Bobby's podcast. Definitely check out Adam doing the improv around town.
Just wherever
he gets around. He's, again, like I said, man of intrigue, 6th time. So with that, we'll get into the improvised portion of the podcast. So people who have checked out our first 2 episodes, or maybe you've gone back and maybe this 3rd episode is way deep in your listening of Ambient Improv. What we do here is we do a close quarter set, which means all of the action takes place in about a 1-mile radius. And it's backed by ambient sounds that kind of establish a location to a certain degree. And we riff off that, off the ambient sounds. And we create the scene and we do the improv. And so here I've got some kind of randomized recording here. And I'm going to play it in a second. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Let's do it. All right. I take you to an improvised scene.
Guys, I don't think we're getting any tonight. I mean, we're just chirping and we're getting nothing.
Peter! I've had my pole out here for about 12 hours.
Yeah, guys, I'm chirping as hard as I can and like, there's just, nothing's happening.
No, I just wanted to like play Smash, you know, just have a bros night out, but oh, everyone else was chirping away, so you guys convinced me, oh, we should probably do it too.
I don't understand why we're trying to catch crickets. I mean, I brought a fishing pole, but we're catching bait.
Well, oh, I thought we were getting ladies.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, is trying to get some ladies.
There's some massive miscommunications here, guys.
Clearly.
First of all, I'm an asexual. You both know that. Why would you invite me out to get ladies? Am I just the third wheel again in your tries to get sexual intercourse with women?
You know, I thought so, yeah.
You're a great wingman.
Yeah. I mean, between the two of us, you make us look fantastic.
Well, I guess so. I never upstage either you. And there's not really anything to worry about. I guess I'm a very non-combative and non-imposing guy.
Shit, Bobby, I feel bad.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad too. I mean, I thought you enjoyed coming out with us and wingmanning and not getting any.
And also just being the butt of all of our jokes.
I mean, I do, but, you know, tonight it seems really different because we've been doing this so many times, and I feel like I was called here on false pretenses.
I think we were pretty open about,
yeah, we've done this many times before. I didn't think, like, anything would change if we invited you out again.
Why did you guys think that going to a campground in the middle of Idaho with these sorts of crickets everywhere next to a lake would get you laid? This is really weird, guys. Like, I totally got the wrong message.
Well, there's an all-girls summer camp, you know, right down the road here, and, you know, I thought maybe, yeah.
Oh, that cocktail summer camp where girls over the age of 21 get to make cocktails.
Okay. Jeremy, Peter.
Yeah?
What kind of cocktails are we talking about?
Oh, like French 75s, Old Fashions, Manhattans, you know, the classic stuff.
Manhattans are my favorite.
Yeah, I'm an Old Fashioned guy myself.
You would be, Jeremy. You would be.
I like to think I'm a man of intrigue, so I do use Ernest Hemingway's favorite, the French 75.
Yeah, I'm also a man of intrigue, so you know, for that reason, I wasn't totally upfront about which cocktail is my favorite.
Jeremy, this is like the third thing you've hidden from us. There was that. There was the time that you skinned your knee and had to go to the hospital, and you told us the scar was from rollerblading, it was riding a horse.
Look, we're sorry that we got you here under false pretenses, but don't, like, ruin the friendship because of that.
Peter, I didn't even say the third thing. And the third thing, Jeremy, was the time that you went to the clown rodeo and they let you ride a bull and you broke your arm and you said you broke your arm from falling out of a tree. Remember that? We were 12.
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
Yeah, you've really held that in for that long?
We were 12.
And I was embarrassed at 12. It, you know, it happens. I didn't want to tell you guys that I fell off a bowl. That's, you know, kids at age 12 just aren't doing that sort of thing.
That's true. I understand.
But I'm a man of intrigue, and I was a child of intrigue, so, you know, it is what it is.
I guess that's why you guys like me. I'm a man of non-intrigue.
Where'd you get the idea that we like you?
Oh, I mean, just because you like to hang out, you know, and it's been so long.
I mean, we only bring you along because the girls see you, and they think, ugh.
Whoa, Bobby Jeremy.
I can do better than that, and then they see us.
You're taking this in a very dark direction.
And they're like, that's better.
Now I feel shitty.
Yeah, I guess I kind of do too. What can you do, though?
Oh, you know what? Martinis. I'm going to focus on martinis. Where is this girls' camp?
Oh, it's just down the road here. Come on, let's head over that way.
Yeah, let's get you a girl.
No, let's get me a martini. I told you I'm asexual.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Peter, you know this.
I was trying to be nice. I'm sorry.
Trying to be nice. Okay, let's go. I'm just going to put my pole away.
Oh, hey, guys, here comes some ladies. Shh, okay, game face.
Okay. Hi, ladies!
Hey, ladies!
Hello!
Okay, I have never seen a girl run that fast in my life. Hmm. Boy, they really took off and ran away from us.
We just want martinis and old fashions!
I don't think the mud all over our bodies are doing us any favors.
Yeah, you're probably right. You guys want to go for a swim in the lake?
Yes.
I don't know. I've watched a few movies. Oh, in this setting. Like, what? It doesn't seem like a good idea.
What kind of movies, Peter?
Specifically Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure there's a child that eventually wears a hockey mask and slashes throats in that lake. And I am afraid of going near lakes,
Is this that lake?
Oh, God. I thought that was Tiskel Lake, not Crystal Lake.
This is ridiculous. Children don't wear hockey masks.
They do when they turn into brawny brutes.
Yeah, I think I see someone in the lake right now. It looks like... like Sasquatch.
Hey, guys.
Is that, are you Sasquatch?
I think it is Sasquatch.
That's what they call me.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're meeting Sasquatch.
I mean, it's not a big deal. I just walk around all over the place. People are like, I'm just like very hairy. Like I'm like really surprised that.
Yeah,
like,
you also have a very distinct walk.
Do I?
Yeah. Yeah, the way you swing your arms and your very long stride.
Oh, like this?
Yeah, exactly like that.
Wow! Is it okay to say that? I heard it was rude if you don't call it a gait.
I'm sorry, what?
Like the walk? Like it's as rude or... Okay, I guess it's okay. You have a very nice walk. I agree.
Thank you.
What were you doing in the lake, Sasquatch?
I was going for a swim.
How's the water?
Murky, and that's how I like it.
All right, hey guys, come on, let's go swimming with Sasquatch.
I don't know, I still don't want to go swimming. I'm actually freaked out that there was a Sasquatch that just rose out from the lake.
Chill out, Peter.
He was cool.
He's so cool.
Yeah, I'm cool. Look at me. Thumbs up Fonzie.
I'd totally drink with him.
I think there's something else in the lake. Look at it. It's like some humps or something.
Oh my gosh, it's the Loch Ness Monster.
That's me. I'm the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, hey, Nessie.
Hey, Bigfoot. How are you doing over there?
Oh, doing good. I just found these guys just sitting out in the lake, and I wanted them to go for a swim, and one of the guys was like, ugh, no, I don't like swimming.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what I
Hey, guys, do you know any girls?
Do we? We know all of the Loch Ness Monster girls and Bigfoot girls. Do you like those?
Yeah, I kind of like girls with a little less body hair.
What's wrong with you? Too much hair is bad? What, stop too having, many humps?
Stop having such high standards for yourself.
Really?
And body shaming, God.
That is... it's a different kind of racism. It's like actual different race of animal
Whoa, Nessie, stop agitating the human.
I'm just saying this guy really gets one go.
Yeah, it gets mine too, but he just doesn't know any better.
What's your name, guy? What is your name, hairy Bigfoot women non-liker?
Jeremy,
be careful. He looks mean.
I'm not mean. I'm just angry. I'm an angry monster.
You know, this is making my case stronger that we shouldn't go in the lake.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't go in the lake.
Come in. The water's fine, guys. Water's fine. I just like to talk a big game. I'm a Loch Ness Monster. You live your whole life this way. You know, you just got to know how to scare people.
Yeah, and he went through divorce, so he's, like, really... He's really pushing his masculinity and, like...
Hey man, would you guys want to take a selfie?
Yeah, sure. I
really? Like, we can do this?
Sure.
We're going to take a selfie together?
I love pictures.
Yeah. Especially clear ones.
All right, let's do this. Okay, I'm going to stand over here, and I got my camera up, and,
Okay. I'll just squeeze in right here.
Just smile.
Yeah. Ha.
Okay, there we go. I took it. Oh, that looks great.
Can you tag me on Instagram?
Yeah, what's your Instagram handle?
It's L N Monster.
Mine are if my feet are big.
Ha. I always like that one.
Oh, that's hilarious, guys. Oh, I'm going to follow you guys on it.
Clever. Really clever, hairy guy.
So, what are you nerds trying to get laid here or something?
Yeah, man.
That was my plan, yeah.
Oh. Well, I got a couple of humps for you.
Oh, nice witnessy. Oh,
that was weak.
I'm a pun monster.
I'm 12 feet taller than you. Wait, inches, that's what I meant.
Well, you know, it's not really how tall I am. I'm also long, Bigfoot.
It was supposed to be a threat. That's what I was trying
gross.
To
gross. I didn't need to know that.
Ha. I think it just sunk in.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Yeah, we should totally hang more often.
What did you say your name was? Jeremy?
Yep, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
Well, hello. Jeremy, you and your little friends can come along every time you want. Any time you want. But don't make fun of our women. They're even angrier than I am.
Oh, man, you know, different strokes for different folks. I wouldn't make fun of your women. I just personally have a preference towards, human women with less body hair.
I can see that.
You don't have to emphasize the less body hair part.
You really shouldn't.
But we get it. You have different types.
You know, people don't know this, but Loch Ness Monster women also have hair on their undersides.
Whoa, man, I definitely didn't know that. That is news to me.
Yeah, it can be unwieldy at times, but mostly we just appreciate it. Isn't that right, Bigfoot?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, I hear they're making old fashions and martinis down at the camp down the way.
Yeah, I could really go in for some of that. Do you know how to get us in?
Oh, martinis.
You could ride on my back. And we could.
It's turning out to be the best night ever.
You just hop right on, guys. Let's go.
What the heck is going on?
All right. Here we go. Just one leg over. Okay. Come on.
Mr. Loch Ness, you're really, really slimy.
Oh, I almost fell off the wing.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm going to slide off of here.
Yeah.
Watch out, my flippers are slippery.
Yeah.
And I need them for swimming. Oh, here we go.
Wow! Wow, you're so fast!
Oh, God.
Here we are, Camp Opal Baton. This is your stop, guys.
Thanks a lot, Loch Ness. It's great meeting you, Bigfoot.
Nice meeting you too, Jeremy.
See ya, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, fellas, let's get some ladies.
I don't know. I don't think I'm up for ladies at this point.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, I'm not either. Tonight's been super weird.
It really has. Well, I guess we could just stand here on the dock and watch the monsters. Oh, look at them. They look so happy. They're Bigfoot surfing.
Yeah, where'd they get that beach ball?
Oh, I don't know. It's a really cool one. Oh, it glows. Look at that. It glows.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a beach ball. That's a UFO.
It's a UFO. What is going on there?
Greetings, humans.
Uh-huh. Some green guy.
Take me to your leader. Wow. An alien. An honest-to-goodness alien.
Okay, whatever. I'm Bigfoot and Nessie. This isn't surprising.
Where are you from, green guy?
I am from the planet Clapulon 95.
How do you know the monsters?
They are on our planet as well.
Whoa. It's like they're interdimensional monsters.
Yes, we are from a different dimension.
That is so cool. What's your dimension like? Tell us. Tell us what it's like.
It's all green and blue. There are no other colors.
Peter, Jeremy, this is my dream. Like, we went out and you guys were like, let's find women, but I'm like really into aliens.
I don't know. This isn't like the same scale, like nearly.
Hold on, Peter. I'm not saying sexually.
Yeah. Exactly. You really always have been into aliens, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant when I said I was asexual. I meant I was alien sexual. I mean, not that I want to have sexual with aliens. I just want to hang out with them.
You know, like, there's probably a reason why we have a lot of miscommunication.
Yeah.
We have decided to go away now. Humans are terrible. We will destroy your entire planet.
What Wait. Do we do?
No, what's your name? I love you.
Goodbye.
Uh-oh.
Come back!
You have to stop coming on so strong.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it was nice knowing you guys, but I guess this is our last day on Earth.
Oh. That's a bummer, Jeremy.
Yeah, man. I sure wish I would have gotten laid.
And scene.
Weird. Yeah, that was fun.
That was the improv. So, a lot of monsters, some aliens kicked in there.
Hormonal teenage boys.
Yeah, I worry. I got my voices a little mixed up there. I think I'm pretty good at doing the voices, but. And then you guys each had two voices, and I felt like I needed a second voice.
Yeah.
And then I chose the alien voice, which is pretty close to my teenager voice. I hope I didn't get those mixed up.
Huh? No, I don't think so. I followed.
You get the intonation once you see the recognition.
Selling myself short, probably.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you did great. I think, you know, people at home listening are going to be able to follow all the alien and also the Jeremy and also the Peter and Bobby, and which is ironically also your name, Bobby. And, yeah. And I was Bobby there.
Yeah, it was fun.
Jeremy Bobby.
It was a little confusing.
It was sure fun. We're going with that. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Ambient Improv. That was the improv, and that was the episode. Until next time, take it sleazy.
Ambient Improv is part of the Planet Ant Podcast Network and powered by Pinecast.